theoretically possible.
Why waste time?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Discovery Houston, press to ATO.
3, 2, 1.
What's up, world? Hello, Quinn. How are you?
Good. How are you, my love?
I'm excited for this conversation because it is a part of who we are. And so, yeah, I'm feeling pretty awesome to get the opportunity to have a discussion with you.
Yeah, me too. I love our conversations, but definitely love having these kind of more philosophical conversations with you as well.
It is philosophical. I wouldn't say it's like super deep philosophical.
No, I think this is definitely something that anyone who's listening can for sure relate to.
Yeah,
I think that, you know, what we're talking about today
is very debatable.
It is, yeah. What we're talking about today is, you know, basically the concept of, do you learn the most about yourself when you are uncomfortable?
Yeah. And therefore, should you push yourself to be uncomfortable?
Yeah.
And I think, so I heard this recently. I heard it recently from Jack Dorsey, and he confidently believes that if you're making yourself uncomfortable, you're going to learn the most from it. And I think he was using that to explain why he fasts, and he only eats one meal every day, and it's dinner.
Wow.
And it's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah.
And I was starting to think about when he was saying that about like our brand, because we say life out of the box. The box represents your comfort zone, and you got to get out of it to enable yourself to go after those big dreams.
Yeah.
And it's very, very similar in what he was discussing about, you know, you got to learn the most through making yourself uncomfortable. But I also am starting to wonder, is it curvilinear?
Mm-hmm.
Because it is possible that you could be taking that too far. And
right.
Now all of a sudden, you know, maybe it's actually doing more harm to you than it is benefiting you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you take it to an extreme point. And of course, I also think there's the curvilinear of if you have everything that's just amazing and grand, then where's the progress? Where's the growth? What are you actually achieving
right.
when everything's super happy and dandy? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that Jack Dorsey is actually a perfect person to bring up. Jack Dorsey, for anyone who's a little bit confused, he is the CEO of Twitter,
yep.
co-founder and CEO of Twitter.
Yep.
He's also the CEO of Square Cash App.
Yep, Square, which is a really impressive technology that allowed you to swipe credit cards on your cell phone by plugging it into a headphone jack.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's
so helpful.
And then they developed the Cash App, and he's a really interesting guy. But I mean, if you think about his position as CEO of Twitter, I mean, think about just the last year, like the last shitstorm that he's had to go through. I mean, not to say that, you know, it wasn't warranted. I mean, Twitter's got its own issues and whatnot, but talk about a guy who has experienced getting out of his comfort zone, like for a sustained amount of time. I mean,
yeah.
Every day it seemed like Twitter was in the hot seat for some reason, especially, you know, like back in 2020, it was like, people were like, what the heck are you going to do about
yeah.
all of this? This is really, really bad. You know, this is spreading misinformation. This is not good for our societies, our civilized societies and whatnot. And he's really trying to figure out how can I do this better? I'm obviously not fixing all of these problems. It's like
yeah.
problems were coming at him like a fire hose faster than he could actually even, you know,
manage yeah.
it. And so I think his, you know, particular comment of like, you learn the most about yourself when you are uncomfortable. I do think that it is curvilinear. I mean,
yeah.
I can only imagine that this guy is probably one of those people who has definitely experienced the nature of like experiencing being too uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. To me, they're definitely, I mean, it seems like all things are curvilinear.
Yeah.
But, you know, like there's also the other end of, okay, here are some questions I think anyone can ask themselves of like, how much are you really challenging yourself?
Yeah.
I think.
That's good. I'm excited for these questions.
One is, have you ever left your hometown?
Mm.
Two, have you ever left your home state?
Yeah.
And lived somewhere else.
Okay, so
those are two super easy things to do, right?
I mean, so you can like slowly expand this
right.
further and further and further.
Exactly.
Right.
And then have you only ever lived inside of your own home country?
Yeah.
And then, well, if you haven't, where else have you lived? Are those countries that you've lived in most like your home country? Or are
yeah.
they very different? You know, and that's just one
yeah.
aspect of it.
That's
a
really easy way of measuring it,
yeah.
which is convenient, you know, like just kind of take it from there, and then you can kind of understand where your comfort level is and kind of evaluate if what the next step is, because it does come with time, you know. It does. It's a lot easier to move out of your hometown, out which is in a rural part of Texas. It's a lot easier to then move to Dallas than it would be to move to Louisiana, you know, right. to New Orleans. Right. So it does come in phases, and wherever you're at, you can evaluate what's the phase that you're ready to go to next.
Yeah, exactly. And the reason why I said, like, where do you live is because I do think, you know, moving forward into the future, you will be able to pretty much choose where you want to live. So what if you mm-hmm. got the opportunity to live wherever you wanted to? Yeah. Would you stay where you are?
Yeah.
Is that where you're treated best? Is that where you really like to be the most?
Yeah. And maybe it is.
And maybe it is. And that's totally fine. But I do think if you've never lived anywhere else besides, like, maybe your hometown and your home state, right? Yeah. Maybe challenge yourself to think, like, well, what would life be like in a different state? I mean, we both experienced a bit of culture shock living in Oklahoma.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, that's in our own country. That's just in a different state.
It's true.
And so what can you experience? What are the things that you can experience, and how will those experiences challenge you to become a better version of yourself
right.
when you are challenging yourself? And I think that's just, like, phase one of really challenging yourself to get out of your comfort zone, which is just change your environment.
Yeah. So there's two things I wanted to bring up. One is the quote from Jack Dorsey wasn't necessarily that you learn the most about yourself from being uncomfortable, but you learn the most by being uncomfortable.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's actually more broad mm-hmm. than what we originally were thinking about. But I do also want to emphasize that this can go way beyond just traveling, and I think that there's so much more that could be applied to business specifically when we're talking about this. And you're kind of yeah. alluding to that based on Jack Dorsey's experiences with Twitter. He, by the way, he's also on the board of Disney, which is, like, a pretty big monumental role yeah. that he plays as well. But when you're taking on more and more tasks, I do think that's a really good thing to do. You know, I think we always push ourselves to try to be too busy, where people don't understand how we do so, as much as we do. And I'm not trying to tell everyone what we're doing all the time, because if we're telling people all the time, then it's kind of tooting our own horn.
Yeah.
But I do think that one key aspect of being uncomfortable is if you feel like you have so many balls that you're trying to juggle, like different, whether they're business hats or trying to make different moves simultaneously, that's an uncomfortable feeling. You know, it's a lot easier to play catch with one ball, and then it's easier to play catch with two balls than just with three. But if you can really get it where you're playing catch with, like, so many different balls, I think that's where it becomes, for me, a little bit more interesting, to me a little bit more fun too. And it also allows me to maximize the amount of knowledge I can capture by me attempting to juggle all those balls. Now, is there a point where there's too many balls for one to juggle? Absolutely. But you look at freaking Elon Musk. I mean, he's running a rocket ship company. He's running Neuralink, a brain robotics company. And then he's also running Tesla, the most valued car company in the world, simultaneously. He still gets 6 hours of sleep a night, and he still takes either Saturday or Sunday or both days off on the weekend. Yeah. And so, you know, we can always do more. And well, I do yeah. think that's a bit of being uncomfortable.
I could not agree with you more. And I there is an argument, though. I mean, one, it's not like these guys are ruling over the day-to-day operations. Like, you have to know that a huge part of, you know, being a leader is delegation. Okay, so mm-hmm. it's not like they're doing their day-to-day operations, so they're not running it, but they are at the top, they're at the helm. Mm-hmm. And I think for sure, I mean, there's an argument to be made that Elon Musk should probably just focus on one thing. And there's a argument, I mean, I hear it more than ever, that Jack Dorsey should step down as CEO of Twitter and just focus on some other things that he's yeah. good at. And I don't really have any skin in the game of one way or another. I think these guys are doing fine, but I think it is part of the entrepreneurial mindset to want more things to challenge yourself with. I think mm-hmm. that is just part of the nature of, if you really do love playing the game,
yeah.
you want to know more about various different industries. You don't like specializing. Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty, it's a pretty cool part. I mean, for sure, you and I definitely have varying different interests, and we allocate our time to invest into different things on knowledge wise, you know, financial and everything.
Which lead to action.
Yeah, absolutely. But I do, you know, challenging yourself, you can just imagine like Jack be like, oh, of course, why couldn't I be the CEO of two different companies and on the board of Disney? I feel like right. I could do this, but there is a point where, you know, you have to, this company would be better off if I stepped down and someone else did it, like Jeff Bezos just did, right? Yeah. I think that the evolution of this company now needs to be in the hands of someone else, and my time and resources are better allocated in this, whatever yeah. that is, right? But I yeah. think that that comes with experience and time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you brought up I don't know if you intentionally did this, but in place of the word uncomfortable, you used the word challenging yourself. Ooh. Do you think that those could actually be interchangeable? You know, like rather than me trying to be uncomfortable, I am challenging myself. And because you're challenging yourself to higher levels, you're therefore pursuing a more uncomfortable route as growth is occurring, rather than kind of making, taking the, once I get to this point, I just kind of chill out. You right. know what I mean?
Well, I do think that it lends itself for one to be more, to have more self-efficacy, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're kind of like, you're framing it in a way where it's like, this is a challenge that I know I can take on.
Yeah.
As opposed to, oh my gosh, what is this challenge? These circumstances are happening to me. So it's kind of like an internal locus of control. Like, how can you see this as a challenge and try to get through it, as opposed to, oh my gosh, I'm so uncomfortable. How the heck do I get through this? Yeah. You know? And I think, I don't know. I guess maybe it could be used interchangeably, but you know, I think a lot about travel and like, why do we love and we seek out travel? I mean, mm-hmm. anytime we go to a different country that we've never been to before, there are challenges abound. Okay, first of all, where do I go? Yeah. I don't speak the same language. What is the taxi cab situation? I don't want to get ripped off.
Yeah.
I need to get the currency, the local currency. How do I do that in the safest manner possible right. without getting ripped off also? You know, like there are certain things that immediately hit you when you get to a new area, a new environment that yeah. you're constantly thrown these challenges. But the more you travel, the more you're like, okay, yeah, I know we got to do this, and this, but you're still open to the challenges yeah. that are going to come. You kind of almost learn to expect it. And I feel like that's partially, and I don't know this for a fact, I don't have a quote, but I'm sure that Jack Dorsey and Elon Musk would say that is certainly so for them. Like yeah. the more challenges they take on, the more they know challenges aren't not going to exist. Mm-hmm. They're still going to arise, but at least you have experience in how to handle them a little bit yeah, better yeah. or just at least the awareness that they're going to happen
yeah.
is sometimes helpful in of itself.
Well, you brought up that it's really interesting the way that you described that, because traveling, you learn when you're going abroad to a new country that yes, you're going to have to catch a cab at some point or like get some public transportation. Right. Yes, you're going to have to exchange money. And yes, you have to be extra aware of your environment because you're more vulnerable when you're entering a new country right. for the first time. Now, when you're going to a different country, you know that you still have those three things, which occurs that learning comes from going to travel for one time and you learn quickly, and second time now you're kind of confirming mm-hmm. that's what needs to happen. But there is also the idea that when you go to a country that you've never been, even if you've been traveling to like, let's say like 10 different countries now, and you're going to your 11th country, it's still a whole new learning game
yeah.
as soon as you get off the plane, because one, it's a new environment, two, it's a new currency, it could be a new culture, and it could be a new format in which they do things that you've never seen before. And we've experienced that, I'd say definitely like in India, that was a game changer. I do not want to drive on the streets in India.
Yeah.
But I understand that's how it is there. And I understand that is how it could be now when I'm going to another country and I see it. And so now I feel more comfortable with something as simple that we take for granted as walking across the street in a country where I see what looks like unorganized chaos, and understanding that there is organization in that chaos mm-hmm. and I am more comfortable entering that new realm. And so it is a little bit like you never really understand all the ins and outs as you're when you're doing something that you've done before, but in a new area. And I know this can go for business too, but the similarities of what to expect or little nodes here, those can be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Now in creativity, they can actually harm you. But when it comes to business strategy and growth, or, you know, growing your learning for your own benefit, that's where it really helps you do things in a more efficient way, protect your assets, protect your ass as well, and grow forward and prosper.
Yeah, really well said. I definitely agree that what you just said and beautifully described can definitely be applied to business and entrepreneurship. I mean, if you really think about Jack Dorsey and Elon Musk, like SpaceX does not run the exact same as Tesla. Like those are two totally different companies that need very different skills and management, and like, just they're very different. Same with Twitter and Square, Cash App. I mean, but it is really interesting to see, okay, well, what are the things that Jack Dorsey might be learning from the Cash App, right? Maybe because he's definitely allowed for cryptocurrencies to be traded on there, you know, and
he's
all that
stuff.
He's
one of the very, very first.
One of the very first to really fully embrace cryptocurrencies and blockchain. Now, what is he going to do right now? Well, he's looking into blockchain solutions for ensuring that misinformation doesn't get spread all over Twitter. Now, I don't know how the heck that's going to work, but interestingly enough, he's looking towards that. Now, would he have looked towards that as a solution if he hadn't been in charge of the Cash App also and gone through all of the understanding and the work that's required to understand how blockchain works and how crypto works?
Possibly, but maybe, I would say less likely.
Probably less likely, or at least it would take him more time, right? And so I think just like in traveling in different countries, you learn different things. You get little nodes here and there. We always talk about this too, about opportunity recognition. When you're diversifying yourself, like in terms of your knowledge, you're not specializing. Now everyone's like, gotta specialize, specialize, specialize. That's what schools are still doing. They're feeding you into pipelines of specialization. When you have more of a broad range, you're kind of essentially diversifying your own skills. And what can you learn from this skill over here that you're interested in, or this one that you have experience in also? I think that what's interesting is that you kind of start connecting the dots, like opportunity recognition, just like what we've talked about. When you go to India and you live there for 3 months, you're going to come back to the United States and see the United States and opportunities in a totally different light, because you're connecting dots that other people who never left the United States aren't making.
Yeah. Okay. You're making me ask some deep questions now. So my question for you is, based on what you just described, it makes me wonder, is curiosity the first initial thing that needs to occur for you to pursue being uncomfortable?
Ooh, interesting.
Is it always the primary? Is it sometimes, or does sometimes the uncomfortable lead to curiosity? But here, I'll just tell you my thought based on the way that you described a lot of, you know, whether it's traveling or whether it's going into a new venture that you're unfamiliar with. It really does seem as though it roots from that curiosity. And because we believe that you're actually, in a lot of these situations, you choose to make yourself uncomfortable. I mean, that's what life out of the box is you are choosing to step out of your comfort zone.
Right.
What is making you choose that? Is that rooted in curiosity, or is there much more to it than just being curious?
That's a good question. It's a really good question.
Thoughts?
Is it a chicken or it's kind of a chicken and the egg problem? But
what do you think?
What I believe is that, you know, in the pursuit of curiosity, like let your life, like what, where will that take you? I mean, that sounds like a really fun way to live life. Now there's obviously, like most things, as we say, it's very curvilinear. So you can't just be constantly curious and analysis paralysis, right? It sets in, you have to be curious and then take action on your curiosity.
Yeah.
Right. You don't want to be the one of those people who just like, just, you know, consumes information but then doesn't do anything with it.
Of course, you got to take action. But
you got to take action at some point. But I do think that maybe curiosity does, I would say maybe more often than the other way around, but maybe I'm wrong. It could totally go the other way where someone is super, like maybe they're just really unhappy, or I don't know what could be, something is making them need a change for some reason, right? And so maybe you felt like everything was all good in your life, and then all of a sudden you just have this feeling of like, you know, I think I want more. How can I change my situation?
Right,
then your curiosity starts going, right?
I don't know. And I definitely agree that it is quite possible that it can go from being uncomfortable that to lead to the curiosity. But I think that the realm that Jack Dorsey was speaking of, and definitely what our brand represents, is more of, who are you and who do you want to be? And I think those are kind of the seedlings to what leads you to taking those steps to putting yourself in a more uncomfortable arena. And I definitely think that's what we're all about long term. I feel that is where we can learn the most to enable us to capitalize on the greatest opportunities of impact, which can be in so many different forms, which may end up being monetary, maybe end up making a significant impact on the planet or on other human beings. But I do think that that sense of pursuit towards being uncomfortable is really where the action does occur and really where the knowledge is acquired.
Yeah, you're so right. You know, you just listening to you, you're making me think about, you know, yeah, like, why wouldn't you lean into the challenge? I think sometimes people are really scared of a challenge in mm-hmm. a way that they probably would never describe themselves as being fearful of the challenge. But yeah. We're all creatures of habit. We like being comfortable to a certain extent, right? And so if you're avoiding the uncomfortable moments of life, you're really missing out on a lot. You're really missing out on challenging yourself, of really seeing what you're made of.
Yeah.
So leaning into the challenge, I think, is an important thing as opposed to try to avoid it.
Yeah, but it all does really root to what you desire the most, you know, like, because everyone has their own goals in life or other motivations. Right. And you can't say, you know, because I'm living this what seems to you as a comfortable life, I'm not challenging myself or I'm not learning the most. But they may be going through their own challenges that may not be understood to the public eye. And so it's really an all-inclusive internal type question that really is rooted on what is it that you want to achieve long term, and then pursuing uncomfortable activities or actions to help you further grow, to enable you to get to where you want to go.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're all in a moment of being uncomfortable right now. I mean, it's not it's not comfortable to be socially distant. It's not comfortable to not go and do the normal everyday things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, we're all doing it for the most part for the betterment of our whole society, for like the collective, right? Yeah.
Do you think then, considering what you were saying, that the world has learned a lot more than we would have if we didn't experience all of this?
Oh, for sure.
See, I 100% agree with you on that.
Yeah, for sure. I know it's going to change the world for a long time.
Yeah, and it will for the better in many ways. I mean, it's hard to look at it as we're kind of still well in it, but at the same time, we can confidently say that as far as vaccine goes, for creation and distribution, that's going to be significantly better. It's also a good thing that all of us now have a better understanding of viruses. I mean, the population definitely understands how viruses transmit, and these new implementations that will continue to carry on, you know, beyond meeting herd immunity, it will be a good thing to prevent the spread of viruses in general. You know, I think people will wash their hands more often or be more aware of what's clean and what's not clean and trying to make sure that they don't get sick, because no one wants to get sick. And you don't want to get someone else sick either. We're all in it together.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, I think that, you know, learning about viruses is a good thing. I mean, I hope that this leads to a healthier world in general. But it does require us to say, okay, look, this did happen, and we need to understand what viruses are. And we had a whole system and plan in place, the United States of America did, and we failed on a lot of fronts with that. And I think that's an important thing, that like, even if you have everything planned, some things will still be more challenging than others, and you can't really predict it. And so being okay with that and knowing that we can get better as a collective, I think is a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. So to kind of conclude this a little bit, I'm curious if, because we always say we have the goal of getting more comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah. And
the answer to why we do that is to learn, to help us grow and achieve our goals. But the question of how do you do so is what I want to ask you. And maybe you can answer in the format of like, what do we do, or what you would recommend others do to help them attempt, because I'm not even sure if it's fully plausible. I mean, we're getting very philosophical at this point, but can you really get more comfortable with being uncomfortable? But if you were to attempt that, what would you recommend that others do, or what would you say that we do on our own level to ensure that we're doing that?
That's a good question. I'll answer it in the way that I know that you and I do it. Because I think this is different for everyone. But I think one thing that Jonathan and I are very cognizant of is if our curiosity is leading us down a path, just like Jeff Bezos says, you know, let your curiosity be your guiding compass, right? Mm-hmm. Making sure that as you're going down this path of curiosity, also understand that action has to occur as well, mm-hmm. right? And so mm-hmm. I think that little actions can actually end up making a big difference in the long run, mm-hmm. right? So little actions like, okay, I really don't want to live here anymore. Maybe like the taxes are too high. I'm not making enough. I'm young. I can't even save. Right. Mm-hmm. So I need to make an action of, I need to change this. I need to change where I live. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do? You're going to look into it. What are some areas that maybe you're interested in? Maybe you don't have friends who live in any of these places. So you know that you're going to have to go and you're going to need to make new friends wherever you go. Right. Yeah. But to just like research. And then there's got to be a moment where you guys start taking some action. It's going to feel uncomfortable.
Right.
It's going to feel uncomfortable. I mean, remember when you and I actually started this podcast? I mean, how many weeks did we just like practice and record? And I was like, even the day that we were going to launch it, I was like, no, I don't want to. I'm not ready. Mm-hmm. But that moment of saying, you know what? F it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Right.
You got to have a little bit of that in you, but it's like what you say. It's all about due diligence. Mm-hmm. Really understand what you're trying to do here. Yeah. And it takes time. And then once you've done your due diligence, don't get into a phase of analysis paralysis and don't do anything about it. Then it's time to actually take action, and it can be in a small step.
Yeah,
it could be small increments. It doesn't have to be game changing. Like, you don't have to go bonkers like we did quitting our jobs and moving to Nicaragua. Yeah. Right? You can do little changes, and those little changes end up really making a huge difference. Now, those little changes are going to be uncomfortable. Change is the one consistent thing that we can all rely on. Mm-hmm. So the more you can get comfortable with change, regardless of what your action does, like your action's going to basically create change no matter what, right? So now you've made this little action, this step, things changed already.
Yeah.
Now take the next step. Which direction? You don't know which one's better or not, but you got to start. You got to do it. You got to do your due diligence, and then you got to take action.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, it's like a bit of a seesaw between due diligence and action.
Yeah.
You have to be going back and forth. And absolutely. If you've been too stagnant in one or the other, and for us, I would say the one that we could end up getting more stagnant in, or the one that probably in general for most people, is you get too caught up into the due diligence aspect of things. Then you need to recognize you need to start taking action. But there are a lot of people too, and Adam Grant just came out with a book called Think Again, which is referring to those who are constantly in the loophole of just taking action, not thinking, but they're just like, you know, go. And I think that's where, and I keep on talking about gambling a lot, but it has been on my mind, where like, you're just like, oh, well, someone said this, then I better do this. Oh, I got to do this because they say this. And it's like, no, think about what their incentive for telling you to do this is, or, you know, break this down, or maybe there's a bigger opportunity here than what everyone else is doing. Don't just play follow the leader. And I think that is so essential for an individual to achieve success, is to go through these uncomfortable areas, these uncomfortable realms that do them in pieces. Don't feel like you're going all the way dark forest immediately, but do them in pieces. But as you're doing them, think of it like maybe like right foot is due diligence and left foot is action. And it's a constant right foot, left foot, and just keep on going towards uncomfortable. And if it is at the point where you're like, maybe this is starting to look bad, it's okay. You can turn right. You can turn left.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't necessarily say you're turning around, but look for other directions once you get to that point. And that's where new creative opportunities can arise. And I 100% agree with Jack Dorsey. No questions asked, that when you make yourself uncomfortable, you learn the most. And I do think it's something that our brand represents. And I think it's something that we hope that all of our listeners embrace as they go along on their journey, whether it's entrepreneurial or not.
Absolutely. So I would definitely, well said, my love. Go out and make yourself a little bit uncomfortable. I think we're all probably experiencing levels of discomfort these days, but I think, you know, to intentionally make yourself a little bit uncomfortable, I mean, it requires a little bit of risk. It requires a little bit of change. Mm-hmm. And what you said is so right. Don't do anything because other people are telling you to. Ultimately, it has to be your decision, and that's where due diligence comes in. Don't follow the hype beast. Don't follow X, Y, and Z. Everyone's incentivized to do certain things, right? And that's why, I mean, we definitely want you guys to take your own path. We don't ever, that's why we say don't do what we did. Like, we're just talking about how you can get to where you want to be.
Yeah.
So yeah, 100%.
Starts with self. So wonderful friends, we appreciate you. We appreciate you listening. If you have a moment, feel free to give us a rating. And we look forward to talking tomorrow. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Talk to you then. Bye.